Chapter 28. It shall happen, if you shall listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you, and overtake you, if you shall listen to the voice of the Lord your God. You shall be blessed in the city, and you shall be blessed in the field. You shall be blessed in the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your animals, the increase of your livestock, and the young of your flock. Your basket and your kneading trough shall we be blessed. You shall be blessed when you come in, and you shall be blessed when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be struck before you. They will come out against you one way, and will flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouses, and in all that you put your hand to, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you for a holy people to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and walk in his ways. All the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. The Lord will make you plenteous for good, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure in the sky, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head, and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you shall listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, to observe and to do, and shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand, or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come on you, and overtake you. You shall be cursed in the city, and you shall be cursed in the field. Your basket and your kneading trough shall be cursed. The fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the increase of your livestock, and the young of your flock shall be cursed. You shall be cursed when you come in, and you shall be cursed when you go out. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke, in all that you put your hand to do, until you are destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the evil of your doings, by which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the pestilence cling to you, until he has consumed you from off the land, where you go in to possess it. The Lord will strike you with consumption, and with fever, and with inflammation, and with fiery heat, and with the sword, and with blight, and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. Your sky that is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth that is under you shall be iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust, from the sky shall it come down on you, until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be struck before your enemies, you shall go out one way against them, and shall flee seven ways before them. And you shall be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth. Your dead body shall be food to all birds of the sky, and to the animals of the earth, and there shall be none to frighten them away. The Lord will strike you with the boil of Egypt, and with the tumors, and with the scurvy, and with the itch, of which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you with madness, and with blindness, and with astonishment of heart, and you shall grope at noonday, as the blind gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways, and you shall be only oppressed and robbed always, and there shall be none to save you. You shall betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her, you shall build a house, and you shall not dwell in it, you shall plant a vineyard, and shall not use its fruit. Your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat of it, your donkey shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you, your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you shall have none to save you. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look, and fail with longing for them all the day, and there shall be nothing in the power of your hand. The fruit of your ground, and all your labors, shall a nation which you do not know eat up, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed always, so that you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. The Lord will strike you in the knees, and in the legs, with a sore boil, of which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head.